Chanadav Tezvav. This is the last daf relating to Inyanim of Zra'im and Tu B'Shvat and Revai and all the other topics of Hashem. Tomorrow's daf starts Rosh Hashanah Tezayin, the next part of the Masechta. And that is Inyanim of Rosh Hashanah, what we call Rosh Hashanah and Yom Adin and Akedas Yitzchak and the other commonly discussed topics within Rosh Hashanah. That, B'ad Hashem, starts on tomorrow's daf. But we have one more day discussing Inyanim of Tu B'Shvat. So we are on Yudal and Mabez, about 10 lines up from the bottom, Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna. We just spoke about Rabbi Akiva's behavior. Rabbi Akiva had a suffix. We're not sure exactly what his suffix was. Maybe it was a machlokas, something about Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai. Maybe it was a machlokas, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer. But either way, he took off two maestros from a year, let's say, going from year two to year three, Maestro Ani and Maestro Sheni. And we spoke about all the different shitas and Rishonim, how exactly he was mafresh. So the Gemara now says, Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Hashta to Amar Rabbi Gamliel. Now that Rabbi Gamliel said, right, he was one of the two opinions in the Tanoim that we had up top. Now that Rabbi Gamliel said that an Esrog is unique. It's somewhere in the middle. Meaning Rabbi Gamliel held that it was in many ways, in most ways, similar to a tree, and in one way it was similar to vegetables, yirakos, and in that way, that's in terms of Meiser, Shebesas, Lakita, So Isuro. So Rabba Bar Rav Huna is picking up on that one detail. Since Rabbi Gamliel said that an Esrog follows harvesting, follows Lakita, Acha Lakita, So Isuro Kayerek. So since that's what it follows in terms of what is done to it, so it must be that it follows a Yerek in terms of when the significant time period is. Rosh Hashanah Shalot Tishrei. So the Rosh Hashanah must be Tishrei. Rabbi Rav Huna says these two things must go together. As we know, there are two elements to look at in terms of determining when a Rosh Hashanah is. What the item is, and therefore which action, or not action, which event determines. The event could be God done, not man made. Right? It could be a Chanata, is very different than Lakita, right? Chanata and Hava Shlish, and all of that is done by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously, and we are the ones that do Lakita. But once, says Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, if Rabbi Gamliel says that you go by Lakita, so it must be you go by the date for Yerakos also, and that is Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh, Tishrei, the first day of Tishrei, what we call Rosh Hashanah. So Meisvei, is that really true? Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, we learned in the Tosefta, see why it's significant. This is the Tosefta in the first parak here. Says as follows, that Tu B'Shvat is still the cutoff point. Likate Esrog Erev Tu B'Shvat. Ad Shalot Tavo HaShemesh. If somebody does Lakita, gathers, harvests Esrogim before Tu B'Shvat, before the sun goes down. V'chazav Likate Misha Tavo HaShemesh. And then afterwards he gets more. Ein Tormin U'Ma'astrin Mizelzeh. So that's considered different years. Tu B'Shvat. So you see, it goes by Lakita, but Tu B'Shvat is the crucial moment. Lefishe in Tarmunu Ma'asrin, lo men achadash ala yashan, v'lo men ayashan ala chadash. Because you don't take off Shumas and Ma'asris from one year onto the other year, chadash and yashan, or vice versa. Ha'isa shlishis nechnasas l'revias. And therefore, if it's a third year going into a fourth year, and it is Tu B'Shvat, Shlishis, the earlier one, the one that was picked right before Tu B'Shvat, Meiser Rishon, U Meiser Ani, right, that's year three, Revius, Meiser Rishon, or Meiser Sheni, and the fourth year goes back to the normal, Meiser Sheni, so that's the Tosefta. So ask the Gemara, Man Shamislei, the Azal Basa Lakita, so who must be the author of this Tosefta? Who is the one that says you go by Lakita when it comes to Esrogim? Well, it's not Rabbi Eliezer, who says that an Esrog is like a tree in all matters, so it must be Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel, Viketani Shvat, and it says Shvat, so it's against Rabbi Bar Rav Huna. Rabbi Bar Rav Huna said that if Rabbi Gamliel says Esrog follows Lakita for Meiser, it must also follow Yerakos for the date Tishrei. So we say no, you see, for the Braisa. So the Gemara changes what he said. Ella, Iidmar, Hachi Iidmar. This is what he really said. Amar Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, Afal Gav. Avagav always means there is dissonance. There's a pressure. Avagav usually means implicit question. Rashi, Tosfos, Gemara. So here, Afagav also, even though there's a problem. Afagav, Dabar, Rabbi Gamliel. Esrog, Achar, Lakita, Kiyereg. Even though it does follow Yereg in one regard, in terms of going by its harvesting, Rosh Hashanah, Shalosh, Shvat. It still goes by Shvat in its Rosh Hashanah. 2 points. Number one, when we think about Meiser Ani in general, or we think about any of the Matnas Aniyim, it's really something unique about the laws of Yahadus. And that is, we have obligatory kindness. Maybe the only religion that has such an idea. In all codes of law, there's an idea of charity, it's an idea of kindness. But since when is it compulsory? What other religion has compulsory? You must give. You must give certain amounts. And you know what? If you don't give certain amounts, then there are isurim that kick in. You know, maybe not isurim like tevel, but it could be some rishonim have the formulation that before I give my sarani, that's the last one. Let's say it's year 3 and 6. So it's not like misa b'dei shemayim. It's not like taking off truma. Not taking off truma, eating tevel. But there's truma, and I have to, not only ma'aser aniyim, but ma'aser kahuna, ma'aser levia. If I don't give certain assets of mine to needy people, so I am held accountable. It's not just I'm not a good Samaritan. I'm not fulfilling the letter of the law. Not just the lifnim mishuras adin, right? The only religion that has such an idea. Even so much so, we just discussed this in mitzvah shir last week. We have a concept like shichacha. What's shichacha? I forget a bundle in the field, one or two bundles. An hour later, I'm like, I forgot that. This is an issur d'oraisa to go back. What are you talking about? I forgot the bundle. I'm just going to get it back. No, it's not yours. It's not yours. You got to give it. Right, the obvious message being, it was never mine. It was never mine. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to me as a shomer, but you have to give it to so-and-so. It's still in my field. I didn't have yeush. It's still in my field. Kinyan chatzer. All the types of ways that it still could be mine. And the Torah still says, it's also to take it. It's a mitzvah saseh to leave it. Shachachto omer basadol osasha lakachto. It's all a very inspiring look at our legal system in terms of, you know, we have mandated kindness because we have to become kind people, right? We can't just do chesed, we have to become ba'ali chesed. And even if somebody doesn't want to do it, so the above and, there is also above and beyond, obviously. But there is mandated chesed, which the Torah knows is what we need. So Meiser Ani is a perfect example of that. Again, along with leket and shichcha and peya and all the other ideas regarding Meiser Ani. Good. So what did we just say? Lamaskana, Rabbi Bar Afuna says that when it comes to esrogim, there's a chilek, right? It goes by lakita, like yurakos, but it still goes by shvat. Pnei Yeshua here has a bomb kasha, as it's called. Pnei Yeshua says, what's the whole reason that tu b'shvat is significant? Yesterday's daf. Why did the Gemara say tu b'shvat is significant? Because that's when most of the rain has already, you know, caused the fruit to grow to blossoming stage. And because of that, even though there's a lot of the winter that's left still, but because most of the rain, that's why Tu B'Shvat is significant. It's an agricultural reality that because most of the rain has taken place, that's why it is significant. But that's not true by Yerakos. That's not true by items that go Basar Lakita. Tu B'Shvat, says the Pnei Yeshua, makes sense if you go Basar Chanata, if you go by blossoming, because that's when blossoming occurs based on most of the rain. But what's the svara for Rabbi Bar Avuna? Right, as he points out, and we're not saying he's wrong. Right, if you go by Lakita, the Tu B'Shvat should have no significance. Right, that's not when you are locate. That's the Yeshua's kasha. He says Kushi Atzuma. He says L'chora Davar Tamua Tahamrin Am La'el De'iker Milsa De'Shvat Rosh Hashana Haynu Mishum She'Avru Rov Gishmeshana V'Ein Ze'Inyan Ela Iazlinan Basar Chanata. As Rashi and Tosfos said there, Masha Enkin Leinian Lakita, my Umar Deshvat Yosef Mishar Chadashim. That's the kasha of the Pnei Yeshua. Venira Li, so he says, you have to say the following. Venira Li, the Milsa de Rabba Barav Huna Hainu Dafka Aliba de Rabbi Gamliel. Remember, we're within Rabbi Gamliel Shita. De Leinian, what did Rabbi Gamliel say? Only in this regard. is it like Yerakos for Meiser? But regarding Arla and Ravai and Shemitah, it goes after Chanata. It's like Peros. So says the Pnei Yoshua, that's what you gotta say. Because most of its dinim, and all of its Da'oraisa dinim, go by Chanata, and regarding that it makes sense to go by Tu B'Shvat. So then even though Lakita doesn't really, but this is only in the world of Durabana, and it goes by Lakita because it shares some characteristics with Yerakos, so that's why Chazal said, you know what, throw it with this date also. But if it was alone, you're right. I understand it's a little dachuk, but you have to say it's nigra. You don't want to have different Rosh Hashanahs for the same item regarding different halachas. It would be very confusing. So once for the Da'oraisa, for most of its elements, for Shemitah, Arla, and Ravai, you go after Chanata to Bishvat. So those so too, you throw it in. So you throw it in here. But again, it's the Kasha might be better than the Teretz, but the Teretz is fine. The Teretz is in terms of Greira. You just throw it in along with the others. So the Gemara says now, fifth line, Maishna Hasam Diktani. So we have a problem, and we only appreciate this if you look up the sources. We just quoted on the bottom of the previous Amud, Liket Esrog, right? We quoted. You see on the side it says Tosefta Perek Aleph. This is the second half of the Tosefta Perek Aleph, Tosefta Ches. So what's the case? You're gathering Esrogim before Tu B'Shvat and after Tu B'Shvat. So if it's going from the third year to the fourth year, so then, you know, Meiser Ani and then Meiser Rishon. Ask the Gemara now, but a couple of days ago, back on Daf Yud Beis, we quoted the first half of that Tosefta. It's the same Tosefta. That's why you have to appreciate the question. Back on Daf Yud Beis, Amin Aleph, we quoted the first half of the Tosefta, and there, the example given was going from year 2 to year 3. So why here does the Tosefta switch from year 3 to year 4 in its example, and there, earlier, it went from year 2 to year 3. To year 3. That is the question, right? It continues on to Yud Beis Mabeis, Emaisa Shriya Nechnesas Lashlishlis, etc. That's the Gemara's question. Maishna Hasam, why over there in the earlier part of the Tosefta quoted on Daf Yud Beis? Diktonim Haisa Shriya Nechnesas Lashlishis, Umaishna Hacha, in the second half of, it's the same exact Tosefta, the next following words, Umaishna Hacha Diktonim Haisa Shlishis Nechnesas Lurvias. Right, why does it switch the case? Right, it's not a conceptual question. It's just, once you're giving examples of years, and there's a switch of Meister Shani to Meister Ani, so too from year 2 to year 3. So that's also a switch. Why do you wait and do 2 to 3, and then 3 to 4? Remember, the Tosaftas were from the times of the Tanaim, left out by Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi picked, and he made it into the Mishnah. The Tosaftas and the Brises were left out. So the Gemara answers, Miltzavaga Vorcha Kamash Balon. Remember, the second case is about Esrogim. The first case was in general. So once it switched to Esrogim, that's what it's teaching me something. Miltzavaga Vorcha Kamash Balon, De Esrog Kashyale Yada. In Esrog, Esrogim are affected literally by hands. Everybody's touching the Esrogim. The ID, and since during the Shemitah year, everybody's walking around the field, as we know, all the fields are Hefker, and everybody's looking, oh, look at these Esrogim. Those are the most interesting ones, because we're looking, thinking of Sukkos. So because everybody's touching them, Lotan Perei Atlashnin. So it's negatively affected. None of them, some of them are going to fall off, they're going to be puzzle, and therefore, the Esrogim aren't going to be ready till year 3. And that's why it gives the case not from 2 to 3, but from 3 to 4, because that's when the Esrogim are going to be ready. Good. So maybe it's telling us that we shouldn't be touching the Esrogim too much. Is it a question of Grumma B'Nizakin? Right, at that time, I'm allowed to touch the Esrogim. But Memela, after Shemitah, it's still going to be there, right? It's Hadar B'Ilano Mishana Lashana. One of the reasons why it's called Pre-Eitz Hadar, as we learned in Sukkah. And maybe it's a question of I shouldn't be doing that. Maybe that's the Milsa Agav Urcha Kamash Falan, that I shouldn't have my Yad there so much. Okay. Weiter. Boimine Rabbi Yochanan me Rabbi Yanai. So, more Esrog discussions. Rabbi Yochanan Esrog Rabbi Yanai. Esrog Rosh Hashanah Shalo Eimasai. When is the Rosh Hashanah for an Esrog? Right, what's the question? Tosfos says, this is really a general question, right? Not just on the Esrog. Okay, but general, when is the question? Malei Shvat. So Shvat, so that's the Mefurish. Well, we know that already. That can't be what Reb Yochanan is really asking, right? It's the Mefurish Mishnah. So the Gemara, then he really asks his question. Shvat dechadashim or Shvat detekufa? What does that mean? Is it Shvat of Chadashim, which is what we call Shvat? Right, we know there are 11 months, 12 months or 13 months, and therefore Shvat is the 11th month, so it doesn't mean Al Shvat like we thought up until now, or maybe it means the Shvat of the Tkufa, meaning the solar calendar, the seasons. Does it go, our months, as we know, on the Jewish calendar, the months go by the lunar calendar, and the years go by the solar calendar. That's why we have to adjust every couple of years, because there's 11-day difference between the solar and the lunar year. And that's why we need the chagim in the proper seasons, not just in the proper months, and that is why we take into account the solar year as well. So, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yannai, when we talk about Rosh Hashanah, isn't Rosh Hashanah kind of an agricultural solar issue, and fruit grow by the sun? So maybe we should go by the solar calendar, so to speak, and the seasons in terms of determining, right, Shvat, maybe Tkufas Teves, Tevis Shvat Adar, that's what it's Rosh Hashanah should be. Amar Le Rabbi Yannai says, no, Dechadashim. Still goes by Chadashim. Even though, kind of might make sense, it still goes by Chadashim. Why? Says Tosfos, on top. First Tosfos points out, this is not a question just about Esrogim, but it's about everything. Second Tosfos, Dechadashim, Afagav, there's another Afagav, counter pressure. Afalgav, implicit question. Shebishol haperos holech acharachama shenamar mimeget for shamesh. Tosfos says, even though the fruit ripened based on the sun, not because I asked farmers, but because the pasuk says in Zos habracha mimeget for shamesh. Tosfos says, keep reading the pasuk. Hachanamiksiv mimeget gerash yirachim, and therefore the moon also in some ways help fruit ripen. Rashi says it. It's Rashi there in Zos HaBracha. Rashi says, "Megatfu Hashemesh, Megayerush Yerachim, Megatfu Hashemesh." Right, this is talking about Yosef. Right, the bracha given to Yosef. Shahaisa Artzo Psucha V'Chama Umamtekas HaPeros. That's Shemesh. Gerush Yerachim Yesh Peros Shehalavana Mevashaltan VeEluhein Kishuin VeDiluim Davar Acher. Right, and therefore that's right. So you see that the moon is helps be mevashel, helps write in certain vegetables, gourds and kishuin. Okay, different pshat. But Rashi says it there too, not just Tosfos here. One day. Second answer, Vigam Yisraelim Monin Lalavana. The Jews count to the moon. And therefore what? What does that have to do with Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanos being Shvat of Chadashim? So Jews count towards the moon. What does that have to do with the natural cycle of the agricultural calendar? Right, what's Pshat of Tosfos? So, Chubas Chasam Sofer. Okay? Today's Chasam Sofer Day. Chasam Sofer in the beginning, 14th Shuva, Chelek Aleph Simen Yud Dalet, he discusses what the Shach really made famous in Ilchas Nida. Says the Chasam Sofer, he was asked, the question that was asked to him was, Higiani Nido, there was somebody whose father died on Chavtes Adar Rishon. Chavtes Adar Rishon, and there was a machlokas in town. When should he observe the yard site? Chavtes Adar Rishon. So is that Chavtes, let's say it's only one Adar, you know, that year. So is it Erev, right? Chavtes Adar, right, which is mamish the date? Or do you go by Chavtes Shvat, because it's really Erev, the real Adar? So, which yard site? So, the whole machlokas of town. Which one do you go by? So, in that context, he starts off, Parakama de Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezvav. He quotes our whole Gemara, and he says, what's the give and take? What was Rabbi Yochanan's question? What was Rabbi Yannai's answer? He says, Kasas Tosvos. Tosvos quotes, the Chadashim, it goes to 2 days of our Tosvos. And then he says, Lechora Kushyasam, Kushyatsuma. Lechora, the Kasha is better than the Terah, says the Chasam Sofer. The question is that he was asking is, shouldn't the Rosh Hashanah go by the agricultural where it mostly goes by the sun? V'yimkein, chanitas peiros ha'ilan, ein lohem balavana. Even according to what Rashi says, so the Yirakos have the moon, but the peiros go by the sun. Umay tirtzu, hachanami ksiv gerash yirachim. Umay yitain v'yosif, mashi yisrael mo'on l'alavana. And what about the moon? V'chi mipnei ze yishtanes sraf b'ilanos. Because the Jews count to the moon, that's going to change when the sap goes up in the trees and when trees ripen. V'chulu, v'imkein mali imrov hashanim, shmo shvat olo. Kivish al-kapanim adayin tzineshal teves hu b'shvat. Ain't sraf b'ilanos, v'lo yechnetu. Umayser pasachanata azil. Imkein mehechit teisi l'kvar Rosh Hashanah b'shvat. V'lechol retzorech iin gadol. And therefore he says, avala emez yaradarko. Let me explain based on the shachin hilchas nida kuf peites. And as we know, and there are many sources to this, that teva is meshubid to Am Yisrael. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And the famous example given by the Shachin Yeridea, quoting the Yerushalmi, I think in Maseches Nedarim, that we know there are certain halachas that apply to a girl who's less than 3 years old and more than 3 years old. So let's say a girl is 3 years old, and there are certain halachas, physical maturity halachas, that kick in at 3 years old, and then a week later, Bezin decides to be Ma'aber the Shana, and they add on an extra month, so therefore she's no longer 3 years old anymore. The halacha is that we view her as her physical maturity has also changed. I mean, she goes back to being a ketana. Unbelievable, says the Chasam Sofer. Where does that come from? V'ashorish da teva mishubedes l'torah seinu akadosha u'besula sheniva lo avopish alpi teva kfar gadla zman ha-ra'ui shelo yachzor ha-besulim mikol makob kivan she'ibru bezden ha-chodesh ha-teva mishubedes l'torah v'hochlash kocha v'chozeres besulah. Give you another example. We think, oh, what, that's one example. V'chein, mishanaze ben yud gimel shana v'yom echad, al pi teva, chazaka shevi shnei Cyrus. He is a boy, is 13 years old, and we assume that, right, chazaka deraba, which means, if he's 13 years old, we assume he has physical maturity also. Right, a chazaka that he has simanim. But what happens if, all of a sudden, Bezin then decides to be ma'aber the shana? V'nimlechu Bezin v'ibru, afilu bad kanua, u'motzim bo Cyrus. Let's say he was a baby born in the second Adar, and the year of his bar mitzvah, it's only one Adar. So Mazel Tov, right, he is a bar mitzvah boy. And then a week later, Bezin decides to be Ma'aber the Shana. No, this is really Adar Rishon, it's going to be an Adar Sheni. You're not bar mitzvah yet, sorry. And even if they checked and he was ready, doesn't matter, he becomes a katan again. Becomes a katan, what happened when he's a katan? He ready is mature. So, no, Hareim Shuma, we say, it's just a growth. Vim kfar achal chaylev, vin is chayev chatos. What if he didn't have aveiro? He's already chayev kares, chayev karban, malchus, niftar, michiyuvo. No, you were cut in when you did it. Unbelievable. Right? But it says the Chasam Sofer. Teva is meshubad to halacha. And it continues and says, that was the shaila that Rabbi Yochanan asked. Rabbi Yochanan said, doesn't this halacha go by nature? And Tosfos's shot of the answer for Rabbi Yochanan is that nature is meshubid to Am Yisrael. We count to the Levana. That's the answer. Kiva the Zed Dover Hanogel Torah Seidu Hakadosha Meshubedes Ateva LaTorah V'dineha V'chotim O'ilanus K'mo Barov Hashanim B'Shvat HaSamak LaTeves Umish. And he quotes the famous line in Tainus, probably the most famous line in all Maseches Tainus. Umisha Amar L'Shemen V'Yadlik Yomer L'Chometz V'Yadlik. Right, remember the story that the daughter of one of the great Amoraim came to him and said, "Oy vey, I use vinegar instead of oil. What am I going to do? My candles are going to go out in a minute." He says, "Don't worry about it." The same God who said that oil will light, will say vinegar will light, and it lit all the way to Avdallah, the Gemara says. Kadosh Baruch Hu creates Teva. We think that there's a natural force that's run independent of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. No. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. He gave Am Yisrael the Torah, and he said the Teva is Meshubit to the Torah. That's it. Va'karlo Yazik, va'hainu, tekazel atosos, Yisrael morin malavana, va'teva mishubedes la, v'chulu. And then he continues, and he quotes a machlokes, interesting machlokes. What happens is even, just go to Mehali Tema Pshita le'lamarai mints, titino kanolad va'adar rishon, u'kisha'avra yud gimel shanim, v'nichnas l'shnas yud dalet hupshuta. Right, his year is, the bar mitzvah year is a pashut year, not a mu'uberes year. Really, if you count the months, every other bar mitzvah boy child, if you count the months, his months end in, right, earlier. Nasa bar mitzvah ba'adar v'lo b'shvat. Af agav she b'shvat kvar avro lav zman sheroi lio sarosa mevushelos karoi. Right, if he was born in Adar Rishon, there's an extra month that he has in his life. The Adar Sheni of the year he was born. So really, his bar mitzvah, if you count by months, should be in Shvat. But no, it's not in Shvat. And he's considered a katan for all intents and purposes because that's the halacha. The halacha, the natural maturity It's not just the halacha of maturity. Well, the halacha of maturity goes by the physical maturity. They go together, but it doesn't matter. He has to wait till Adar Rishon. V'yo pashat asam hu adinami mishenolad b'shana pshuta v'shas yudal shenol mu'ubares. That's the bar mitzvah ba'adar sheni. Father Rishon, commander Lessa, umuvla ba'adar Rishon. Right, if he's born in the Ibor Yar, if he's born in a Pashat year, and then the bar mitzvah year is a shanim two others, he wait to the second one. Again, an extra month. And then he says, what happens if he was born in a shanim uberes and his bar mitzvah is a shanim uberes? So what about that case? So then there is a svara. There's a machine of the Magen Avraham. This is a machlokas aposkim. You got to ask your local rabbi if this happens. If you're born, if the boy that's born in a shanim uberes, first Adar, and his bar mitzvah year is also a shanim uberes, which year does he have his bar mitzvah? Most achronim say first one. If he's born in the first one, his bar mitzvah is in the first one. The Magen Avraham says you go by the second one. Even if you're born in the first one, the bar mitzvah goes by the second one. One of my kids was born in Adar Rishon, but his bar mitzvah year is only one Adar. He has a couple of friends that were born 2 weeks after him, but they're going to have his bar mitzvah before him, right? Because he was born Chavtes Adar Rishon. So that was not Chavtes, Chav Zayin. But that's the machlokas. But he says that's the machlokas here between Rabbi Yannai and Rabbi Yochanan. Tshuva, again, Sam Sofer, Aleph Yudalin, if you want to look it up. Okay, we continue down. Says the Gemara now, but that was, we had one question of Yochanan and Rabbi Yannai. Next, Boi minei Rava mei Rav Nachman, v'yamri la Rabbi Yochanan mei Rabbi Yannai, haisa shanim uberes mahu, what happens if it's a shanim uberes, when is the Rosh Chodesh Shvat? So amalei halach achar rov shanim, right, there you go by rov years, meaning you go by what we call Shvat. Amar Rava. Esrog, back to Esrog questions. Esrog Bashishis, and we're going to get to a couple of other opinions, and then hopefully we'll be able to summarize at the end of this sugya how many shitas there are in the Tanoim about the status of an Esrog. Esrog Bashishis and Nichlas Olashvias. So an Esrog, sixth year going into the seventh year. Right, it's going into the Shemitah year, this Esrog. So what is the halacha? It had Chanata during year six. Right, it blossomed during year six, and it had Lakita, let's say, during year seven. So what is it? So Ptura, Rabba says, Ptura mina Meiser, it's Pater from Meiser, which sounds like why you consider it a Shemitah Esrog, because Shemitah is Pater from Meiseros. Uptura min HaBiur, and it is Pater from Biur. We haven't had that in a while. What is Biur? There is a concept of Biur Peros Shvius. During the year of Shemitah, so it's a mitzvah to eat Shemitah fruit. It's beautiful. It's one of the Ramban counts a separate mitzvah to say daraisa. It's a mitzvah. You're not going to do business with it, but it's a mitzvah daraisa to eat Shemitah fruit. But when this man habir is reached, and zman habir is when the fruit are no longer left in the field, there's no longer any apples in the field. So at that moment, and there's lists, there's biur lists that we have, this man hazeh, when all different fruits are no longer available in the field. So at that point, I have to do something. I have to be mevayeret. What does that mean? Machlokas Ramam Ramban. What does that mean? The Ramban says, Biur means lahafkir, to make it ownerless. And that is what we paskin. You make it ownerless. You take all of the fruit, the Shemitah fruit, and you put it outside for an hour. And after an hour, you can go back and take it. Right? You are mevayeret. You made an hefker. And anybody who wants to take it could take it. Right? And it goes for wine. All the Shemitah wine. Remember a couple of years ago, it was Erev Pesach. I think it was the day of... the day of the Birchas Achama. That was the day of beer for the Shemitah wine. You put it outside for an hour, nobody takes it, take it back in. That's the Ramban Shita. In Parshas Bahar, beer means lahafkir. Sheyichala haperos achar zman mibeso lahafkiran. Vu beer shvius. Sheyiskiru chachamim b'chol makom. Ve'ein ha'inyan sheyih haperos achar zman habir asurin bahano b'achila. It doesn't become asur. Ve'yehei mechuyav la'abdom. No, you don't have to destroy it. It's not like beer chametz. Says the Ramban. No, it's beer, Peir Shemitah. And maybe this is the Ramban a little bit Lishitaso. He doesn't say this. But the Ramban himself, who counts it as a mitzvah to Oraisa, to eat the fruit, it would be a huge jump to say, today you have a mitzvah to eat it, and tomorrow you have a mitzvah to destroy it. Right? For going mikatze al katze. So if you say it's a mitzvah to Oraisa, you can say, okay, now you have to make it ownerless, so anybody can take it, and then you can take it back. V'lomanu chachamim b'mishnah, peir shviyas, lomanan nisrafim, lomanan nikbarin. And if you look at the end of Temura, where the Mishnah lists all of the nikbarin and the nisrafin, it doesn't have peir shvita there. Ve'eno ela shu tzarech leva'aram irishuso ulahaf kiram la'aniyim ulachaladam ki'inyin bi'arti yakodesh min habayis. Right, and that is lafkiram vaslam takanas v'chulu. And he says, who argues? The Rambam, Rabbeinu Moshe. Rabbeinu Moshe, he says, I'm sorry, I think the Rambam's wrong. The Rambam says, beer, it becomes asur, totally, and it requires sreifa, o mefazav zor leruach, o matilayam. Right, he says, I don't agree. I don't think that's what beer means in this context. If you look at the Ravid there in Hilchos Shmita, he has kind of a pshara. He says there are two stages of beer. First like the Ramban, and then like the Rambam. Two stages, you can look there in the Ravid. That's a major focus. Again, the Minhag Olam, we hold like the Ramban. So Rabba says here, you have an Esrog, 6th to 7th year. So it's pater from Meiser, which makes it seem like it's a Shemitah fruit, but it's pater from Beer, which makes it seem that it's not a Shemitah fruit. So the Gemara is going to ask, this is a problem, right? Within Rabba Shita here on the first line, it seems to be Stira. This one, though, is consistent. A 7th year, going to the 8th year, Petur b'Meiser, the Chayevus b'Beer. So maybe he considers that a Shemitah fruit, meaning go by Chanata, and therefore you would be Pata from Iser, because it's the Shemitah year, and it's Chayiv in Beer. So Amar Le'Abaye, Bishlama Seifa L'Chumra, let's see in the second line, that's L'Chumra, treating it like a Shemitah fruit, and therefore you are Pata from Iser, and Chayiv in Beer, El Resha, Pitura Mina Beer. Resha, you're Pater from Beor, meaning you're not considering it a Shemitah fruit. So Amai, Darmina Zol Basar Chanata, because you go by Chanata, by blossoming, and therefore it's a 6th-year fruit. Iyachi Techayev and Meiser. So you should be Chayev and Meiser. Right? They're opposite. If you're Chayev in Beor, then you'll be Pater from Meiser. You can't be Pater from both. So Amar Lei answers the Gemara answers Rabba, right? Abaye asks this question to Rabba. Amarle answered that really it is 6th-year fruit. Really, you're right. It is a 6th-year fruit, and that's why you are putter from Beor. Why you also putter from Maestros? An amazing line. Yad hakol memashmashin ba. Everybody's touching it. Ve'at amr techayev emeiser? Really, this is a 6th-year fruit, this Esro. But I have it on my tree. I'm not picking it yet. Everybody walks all around my field during Shemitah. So even though halachically, legally, these esrogim are 6th-year esrogim, they're mine, they're not hefker, but they're basically treated like hefker. It's basically everybody's walking around my field, and everybody's touching my esrogim. What, it's like I have control of these esrogim? It's as if it's hefker! And therefore there's no chiv in maestras. Unbelievable. That's this dea. For the Chiyav Meiser, we know Hefker is Pater Mina Meiser. It's not only a legal Hefker, it is a practical Hefker. If for all intents and purposes, I have no control over these Esrogim, so therefore, it could be considered Hefker. That's why the Tosfos Rid says here, if you have a separate orchard of Esrogim, and nobody's going in there during Shemitah because they know these are 6th year of Esrogim and not 7th, then you have to take off Meiser. It's only here where it's intermixed with everything else in your orchards. That's why it's going to be as if it is hefker. That is Yadakal Mashmishimba, Vyat Amrit Techayev Bimaiser. Rashi's lashon here is the Al Karcho Hakoma Mashmishimbo, the Hefker Patamanamaiser. The Meiri here uses the magic word Yeyush. The Meiri here says, because I do not have any control over it, so that is why I give up hope from ever harvesting them. And even though it's really not a Shemitah Esrog, how can you be Mechayev B'Meiser? And even though you don't say this by other trees, Shar Ilanos ain't adavar matsui likanes peros shishis b'shvius. It's not so common that you're going to leave the fruit on the tree once it's ripe. V'im ira kein lefamim eino matsui v'nikar adavar lakov ein mamash mishin ba. People aren't handling them. Aval esrog shebechol shana nechnotim b'shana achas v'nilkotim b'acheres. Esrogim remains on the tree, so yalakol matsui b'chol shana l'mash mishbohem, and that's why esrogim have this halacha. The Achronim also point out that the fact that if you say this is yeyush, meaning you give up hope, so it sounds like, right, one of the major discussions, long discussions in Yeyush is how Yeyush works. Tosfos says Beferish that Yeyush does not exactly work like Hefker. That's all Tosfos says. He doesn't say how it does work. He just said it doesn't work like Hefker. So the Ksos and the Nesivas both say, again, usually Ksos and Nesivas argue with each other, but here they agree. Ksos and Nesivas both say in Reish Samach Beis that Yeyush is really a heter to allow you to take it, but it's still legally in your Rishus until it comes into the Rishus HaZocheh. Right, it's a major discussion, but that is the Shita of the Nesivas and the Ksos. I'll read it to you. V'hinei hada Yeyush konen nireh, delo yatza al yidei Yeyush mirishus bailim, ad da'asi liyad Zocheh. It didn't leave. It didn't leave, and that's why he quotes a Gemara. It's a fascinating Gemara, Baba Kama Kufta Zion. There was a Gemara that there was a lion that guarded a city. That guarded a city. Every day there was a rotation that somebody from the city had to throw a piece of meat out to the lion. So the lion had what to eat. Every day this happened. And the lion was nice to them and walked around the city. One day when it was Rav Safra's turn, he threw it out, and lo and behold, the lion didn't eat it. Maybe he just, Rav Safra was a special man. So then Rav Safra went quickly after the lion didn't eat it and went to get his meat back. So Rav Acha says, why do you have to rush to get it back? What, was he mafkir it to the whole world? He was only mafkir giving it to the lion. But it wasn't that, he wasn't mafkir it to the whole world. So the Nesivas uses that to say, you know what the question was? Basically, he had Yeyush on it, but he wasn't mafkir it, and by Yeyush doesn't leave you Rishus. So why do you have to be so bizrizus to try to get it back? It was his. It never left his Rishus. There are other Gemaras, there are problems, but that's what the Ksos and the Nesivas say. This Gemara doesn't work so well, according to that Deah. Right, because this Gemara seems like, well, it's Yeyush, and therefore there's a Ptur Meiser. Ptur Meiser Lachor, it's out of your Rishus. So that's a little difficult. Again, it's not impossible to read it, but that might be a little difficult. Okay, let's continue. That is Rabba and the answer to the Gemara to explain his Shita. Rav Hamnuna Amar, different Shita. No, talking about the Esrogim, Bas Shishis, Shechlesus, Lashvias, La'olam Shishis. It's for all intents and purposes, you go by the sixth year, meaning, what does Rav Hamnuna hold? Let's see, using the svar that we just gave for Rabba. He argues, so what that Yadakom HaMashmashin Ba? So what that you treat it like Hefker? It doesn't matter. Right? It's still yours and your Chayv and Meiser. Right? And if it's a seventh year that goes out, it's the Olam Shvias, meaning you go by Chanata, period. You go by Chanata for all items, and this is like the Sheet of Rabbi Eliezer that we had before, that Esrog, Shavali Ilan, L'chal Davar, that you go by Chanata for all issues. The Afike Yam in Perek Chelek Bey Simen Chavav says, you know what the lumdus is? This might be a lumdus about Yeyush. There might be one pshat of the machlokas of Ramnun of Rabba. I'll give you another one though. There is a well-known machlokas. It's going to be well-known next year, right? We forgot about it for 6 years already. But there's a well-known machlokas between the Mabit and the Beis Yosef. The Mabit was one of the Rebbeim, right? The Mabit and the Beis Yosef, and that is when we say Shvius is Hefker. What does that mean that the fields become hefker? Is that, and the Minchas Chinuch has this chakira, and he says this is machlokas, my bit of the Beis Yosef. Is it what we call afkata de malka or afkata de gavra? Is it that the malka, the melech, Hashem makes it hefker? Meaning I could be screaming, my field is not hefker, it's not hefker. I don't give rishus for anybody to go in. It doesn't matter. It's just like screaming on Shabbos. It's not Shabbos. It's not Shabbos. It's Shabbos. Doesn't matter. That's how Hefker of Shemitah's Karka works. And therefore, even if you lock up your field, even if you scream about it, it doesn't matter. It's still Hefker. Or, no, there's a mitzvah for you to be mafkerit. If you're not mafkerit, you're violating a din of the Torah. But it works. If you're not mafkerit, it's not Hefker. And it will be stealing for other people to come in. But you're violating. That's a major machlokas between the Beis Yosef and the Mabid. Says the Afikayam, maybe that the machlokas is rooted right here. But it's rooted between Rabba and Rav Hamnuna. Rabba says, well, what can I do? I can't get to it. So you see, the Gavra has some say over it. So that's why it's going to be out of your control. Masha'enkein, according to Rav Hamnuna, no, it's automatic from Hashem. So if it's not Shemitah fruit, then it's not Hefker. And you have a Chi of a Meiser. It's the beautiful pshat the Afike Yam gives to the Machlokas. Weiter. Meisvei. So Rav Shimon Yehuda Omer Mishim Rabbi Shimon. What second? The following Tana says, Esrog, Bashisha Shenechneses Lashvias. 6 year going into 7th year. Petura min Amaiser, Upetura min Abir. Right? That's exactly like Rabba. Right? Kashan Rav Nuna. Why are you Pater from Meiser, Pater from Beer? Shein Lechadavar. Shechayev Vemeiser. Ela Imkein Gadol Bechiev Enilka Bechiev. a new reason. The only time you're chayiv is if you have the time that it grows and is gathered in a time of chayiv. And here, it was gathered at a time of shvitah, p'tur, and therefore there's no chayiv. And the other way too, u'bashviyah shedechneses l'shvinis, p'tur min ha'maiser, p'tur min ha'bir. Beer requires everything during the Shemitah year. Meiser requires everything not during the Shemitah year. So, Reisha Kasha L'Rav Hamnuna. The first line is the Kasha to Rav Hamnuna. V'Seif Kasha Beiler Rav Beiler Rav Hamnuna. Right, so it's a Kasha on both of these opinions. So the Gemara, meaning this opinion does not say you go by Chanata for anything. And the two opinions that we had, Rav Hamnuna says you go by Chanata for everything, and Rabba says you go by Chanata at least for some things. So the Gemara says, Tanoi, it's really Machlokas Tanoim. There are other Tanoim that you say you go bear after Chanata for Shemitah. Titania, Amar of Yossi, Avtomis Heyin Mishim Chamisha Zakenim, Asrok Achar Lakitas Olamaiser. The Zakenim said, Asrok follows harvesting Lakita for Meiser. Verabosenu Nimnu Be'usha. The rabbis got together and voted in Usha. Usha, one of the cities up north, which is where the Sanhedrin, one of the stops the Sanhedrin went. There are many Takanas Usha mentioned throughout Shas. But Amru, and they said, Acha lekitaso, bein lemeiser, bein leshvias. You go, esrogim, or go by harvesting, period. So the Gemara says, shvias mandakai shmei. Who mentioned Shemitah? The Tanakhama just mentioned meiser. Why the Usha rabbis bring in shvias? So the Gemara says, chisuri maxra v'achitani. There's something missing in the Brisa, as follows. Esrog, Acha lekitaso, lemeiser, v'achar chanato leshvias. Right, and Asrog follows Lakita for Meiser, and after Chanata for Shvias. And that's this is the opinion that the previous two Amoram held like. That for Shemitah purposes, you go after Chanata. So it's 6th to 7th, it's Potter, it's not considered Shemitah. It doesn't require beer. And the opposite if it's the other way. For Abu Seinu, Nimnu Ba'usha, Acha Lakitaso, Bein Lemeiser, Bein Lishvias. Good. If you're keeping track, we've had 3, maybe 4 shitas already for Esrog. Just to summarize, what's the shita of an Esrogim? Rebbe Lazar said on yesterday's Daf on Amud Beis, it's like a tree, period. Esrog is like a tree. Go after Chanata, right? That's what Rebbe Eliezer said. Esrog shavah l'ilon l'chol davar. That's one extreme. Then we have the Usha, these rabbis that we just have, that you treat it totally like a vegetable. You go after Lakita for everything. Those are the two extreme shitas. And then we have the two middle shitos. We have the shita that says, Rebbe Gamliel yesterday, it's like a tree in most halachas, begimel drachim, for arla, ravai, and shvias, and it's only like a yerek for meiser. That's one middle shita. And then we have the other middle shita, which was the bottom one that we just had, Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, in the name of Rav Shimon, that it has to be totally, you go after, for meiser, it has to be totally in a meiser year, and for biur, or shmita, it has to be totally in a shmita year. So that's a little, another, formulation for another shita. The Shulchan Aruch paskins, what do we paskin? We paskin like Rabboseinu Sheba Usha. We paskin that it goes after Lakita. Shulchan Aruch and Yaradeya and Shinlaman Aleph. Shinlaman Aleph is a huge simon. If you want to read it in Yaradeya, in the last chelik, in Kuf Chavav, Sif Kuf Chavav, there are 130 Seifim in Shinlaman Aleph. So the Shulchan Aruch says, I'll just read it to you. We paskin like the rabbis of Usha. Shinlaman Aleph, Kuf Chavav. Find it, Kuf Chavav. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins Hayerek b'shas l'kitaso isuro. That's by Yerakos v'chulu v'chulu. V'chein ha'esrog bilvad mishar peros ha'ilon harehi kiyerek v'holchen achar l'kitaso bein l'maiser bein l'shvias. Right. So Shulchan Aruch paskins like Rabboseinu Sheba Usha. Right. There are 146 seifim in that simin Shin Lamed Aleph. Okay, we'll continue a little bit regarding the halacha, Bez Hashem soon. Let's continue. Itmar, fourth line. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Amri Travayu. A little bit more about Esrog. Esrog, Bas Shishish, and Nechnasa L'Shvias, Le'olam Shishish. If it's an Esrog that had Chanata during the sixth year, so it is Le'olam Shishish. Kiyasa Rab, meaning going by Chanata. Right, meaning we had Rabbi Lezer was like that. Kiyasa Rab, and Amri Rabbi Yochanan, Esrog, Bas Shishish, and Nechnasa L'Shvias, Afilu Kizayas, even if it only grew a Kizayas in the sixth year. Venas is Kikar, and it becomes huge. Chayon Olam Mishim Tevel. You're chayev for tevel, right? Chayev mishum tevel, meaning it's considered sixth year fruit. Sounds like, by the way, chayev mishum tevel, talking about esrogim, it sounds like it's daraisa, which is a raya to the Rambam, right, who says that even esrogim are are chayiv and trumas and maisos midaraisa and tevel daraisa, unlike Rashi and Tosfos, who say it's only dung and tirish v'yitzar. Tana Rabbanan. There's another point about esrogim, but first let's continue. Tana Rabbanan. Ilan shechantu peirosef kodem tu bishvat. Now we're back to trees. Trees in general. So if trees had chanata blossoming before tu bishvat, misasa l'shana shavra, good. Acher tu bishvat, misasa l'shana abba. After tu bishvat, it goes by the next year. Amrem nechemya. So now we have a limitation on that. Bamed dvar mamurim be'ilon sha'osa shtei brechos bashana. This is only when a tree that has two broods, basically we know what this means, meaning it produces two times during the year. But the Gemara is bothered by the lashon of brecha. Brecha is usually used by birds. By a brecha, like two birds. We have this back in Beitzah. Shtei brechos lakadaitach, eleima kein shtei brechos. This means similar. So if it produces twice during the year, so that's when we say tu bishvat is the cutoff and chanata. So the ones that blossom before tu bishvat are that year, and after tu bishvat are the following year. Aval, ilan ha'osa brecha achas. But if it only produces once, kigon, dekalim, vizesim, vecharuvin, afal pisha chanto peirosein kodem tu bishvat, misasum l'shana haba. This is the big chiddush of Reb Nechemya. The idea of following chanata by trees is only when it has more than one production season. But if it only produces once, so then we say it goes by Lakita. Goes by Lakita. Remember the svara we said yesterday by Rav Shlomo Zalman. So Lakita, if you had no other source anywhere, you'd probably go by Lakita. Because that's when, you know, it was in the ground. Amar Reb Yochanan, Nagu Ha'am Becharuvin K'Reb Nechemya. Rabbi Yochanan says, the minhag olam by carobs, at least, is like Rabbi Nechemya. Tosfos says, maybe it's lavdafka carobs. The Rabbeinu Tam in the Ritva quotes says, maybe it's dafka carobs. Okay, but this is the shita of Rabbi Nechemya and Rabbi Yochanan agreeing with Rabbi Nechemya. Say, so Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yochanan, really? If it only produces once, then you go by Lakita? What about the following Mishnah? Benos Shuach. Benos Shuach are a type of figs that produce very slowly. But no, shoshuach shavia shalem shnia. It takes them 3 years after they blossom to really ripen totally. Their shvias is the second year after Shemitah. That's when you have to treat the benoshuach with kedusha shvias. Mipnei sheosas l'shalosh hashanim. But what do you see from there? That you treat it like a Shemitah, even though they're harvested in the second year of Shemitah, it's still Kedusha Shvias, meaning that shows it goes after Chanata. Even though it only produces once every 3 years, let alone once every year. Kashan Rabbi Yochanan / Rabbi Nechemya. So Ishtik, he had no answer. Rabbi Yochanan had no answer. The Rebbe, the brother-in-law, had no answer. Amar Rabbi Abba HaKohen, Rabbi Yossi HaKohen, Amai Ishtik. What's the, why was he quiet? Lay, why didn't he answer? Amin al-Chanar Rabbi Nechemya, v'atam Rabbi Rabbanan. I'm explaining Rabbi Nechemya Shita. So you're right. That price, that Mishnah is like the Rabbanan. Why didn't he give that answer? Mishum to Amar Leh, because Reish Lakish could have answered him back. Shavakta Rabbanan v'avdek Reb Nechemya. So why do you follow Reb Nechemya? Or why does the world follow Reb Nechemya? So v'leh malay. So why didn't Reb Yochanan answer? Kamina l'cha nagu v'yat Amar Leh Isura. I'm telling you what the Minhag Olam is. So it's wrong. Right, that's what he could have answered him. So to Amalei, no, Reish Lakish would have had this claim. B'makam Isura, kinagu shafkinamlei. If the whole world is doing something wrong, what, you just accept it? Yeah, this is the minog. You'd scream about it. You'd say it's wrong. Right, if a minog is against halacha, you could say it's wrong. You're right, many minogim that we have aren't against halacha. They're just a formulation, or they're something that doesn't go either way. So, and we know many mefarshim, there are many sources that say we can't just get rid of minhagim. Remember a couple of days ago, we even spoke about Ashkenaz, Sfard, most of the shul is one way, so you still can't change it, unless there is haskama. Right, the Ramah writes, Ramah and Ilchas Purim, but a banking for Haman, the Ramah writes, don't get rid of any minhag of Klal Yisrael, as long as it doesn't go against any halacha. Ramah says that. And so we have to make sure that the concept, there is a concept of minhag mevatal halacha. That is a very, very limited concept. And that means maybe minhag is as strong as halacha, an ancient minhag. But again, if it's against halacha, so then there's also a line in the Rishonim, minhag osios gehenim. Right? So again, minhag mevatal halacha, but you have the other side too. So you have to make sure we are following the proper minhagim. Brother Rambam says at the beginning of Hilchos Mamrim, minhagim are included in Los Asur. It's included in the Isra of Los Asur following minhagim. So minhagim are very strong, but we have to know how they play out. So here, the Gemara says, if it would have been a minhag against halacha, Rabbi Yochanan would have said something. So the Gemara says, v'lei malei. So why did Rabbi Yochanan give this answer? Ki amina lecha ana maiser charuvin derabanan. V'yad amr li shvias daraisa. So why didn't he give that answer? I'm explaining carobs. Oh, they're makol, they're abanans. You're asking me daraisa. So that could have been a good answer. So Ella Amar Rabbi Abba HaKohen Tamahani Im Heshiva Reish Lakish L'tshuva Zu. I wonder if Reish Lakish even asked this, because that's such an easy answer. Daraisa Darabanan. So Im Heshiva Ha'osva. What do you mean? He did ask it. So Ella, no. Ema Im Kibla Rabbi Yochanan Lo Kibla. I'm just not sure why Rabbi Yochanan didn't say anything. Did he not say anything because he thought it was such an obvious answer? Or because he really was stumped? Really was stumped. That I am not sure about. Okay, either way, this is the discussion of Esrogim. Just one final halacha, and that is important. We don't always think about this. But the Gemara was assuming, which we hold, that all Shemitah produce is potter from Shubas and Maestras. That we know. There is one fruit that would be Chayim and Shubas and Maestras even during Shemitah. And that's explained by the Ramah. The Ramah writes this in also in that same Siman, Yeradea Shinlam and Aleph, Sif Yutas. What about if you have items that are imported, but Gemar Malacha happens in Eretz Yisrael? They're imported. Let's say you have wheat that comes in from Chutz La'aretz that is still in their chaff. You didn't do dash yet. So the entire processing was done in Eretz Yisrael. So what's the halacha? So that's not called fully Peiros Chutz La'aretz. So the Ramah writes there in Shin Lamed Aleph, in that case, you have to take off Maestros. You have to take off Shubas and Maestros in that case. Because it doesn't have the patur of Peirush Shemitah fully, but it's not totally something outside of Chutz La'aretz that doesn't have a Chiv Shemitah Maestros at all. So that's the Ramah. Im Ovid Kochavim Machar Peirush Shvius Li Yisrael V'gomer Malachto B'yad Yisrael. He's talking about Ovid Kochavim, but the Poskim, Rosh Shlomo Zalman, talks about imported also. So you have to be Machar Shemitah Maestros. What's the big Shaila? Which Meiser do you take? Okay, Truma and Meiser Rishon. And then? So we know the Torah tells us year 1, 2, 4, and 5 is Maeser Sheni, 3 and 6 is Maeser Ani. The Torah doesn't say anything about year 7. Which Maeser do you take in year 7? Which Maeser? Maeser Sheni or Maeser Ani? So the Ramah writes, quoting from the Kaftar Vaferach, Maeser Ani. Maeser Ani. Why? Because in Ammon and Moab, in the surrounding lands, the Gemara says that also during the Shemitah year, because you want to have food available to the Aniyei Eretz Yisrael, there's so less food in Eretz Yisrael, so at least give them Maeser Ani. That's the Ramah. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, he has a 10-page shuva on this where he begs to differ with Ramah. He says that precedent of Ammon and Moab, that's a takana derabanan. The whole Trumas and Maestros are derabanan in Ammon and Moab, and that's why they decided to make it easier for the poor of Eretz Yisrael, right close to them, they could go out and get some Maeser Ani. But if I were to ask you, what's the rule and what's the exception? Maeser Sheni or Maeser Ani? Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, Maeser Sheni is the rule. Maeser Ani is the exception. The Torah says, this is Maeser, but in year 3 and 6, this is what you do. So if you don't know what to do, the rule, the exception, it's Maeser Sheni. It's not Maeser Ani. So that's what Shlomo Zalman says. He argues, this is in Mincha Shlomo. He says, I think against the Ramah. I think that in these type of circumstances, where you would have a Heichi Timsi of doing Shubas and Maesers during the Shemitah year, you would do Maeser Sheni, and not Maeser Ani. Neged the Ramah. The Pashadu should Shetzrichim Vadeh Lahafresh Kifi Seder Hashanim. Kiva, right? But you go by most years, then the norm, if you don't know, otherwise, do the rule, and not the exception. That's what Shlomo Zalman. Good. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And Hashem tomorrow, Rav Hashem picks up with Rosh Hashanah, 4 times the world is Nidon, V'chulu. Okay, we'll stop here.